So for 2 years now, I've actually been using the iPhone and Android simultaneously, right? I have two different WhatsApp, I have two different TikTok, I have practically all the apps I use. I have both of them times two on both phones. And now I want to tell you guys my experience and tell you which one is better in terms of handling all my activities, right? So, and I'll actually be very honest here. I review stuff for you guys and I tell you my honest opinion. I know one party will not be happy about it. So the very first thing is the camera. So now most people think that iPhone is definitely better than Samsung or Android. Now, I'm going to say it depends on the Android you're comparing the iPhone with, because let's say now I have, let me say, for example, I'm with the iPhone 16 series. I can't compare the iPhone 16 with probably Tecno, Itel, but if I'm comparing the iPhone 16 series with Samsung S25 series or GoPixel 9 series or even Vivo X200 Pro series, right? iPhone does not stand a chance. They are better. Now, calm down. Before you enter the question, start telling me, but when you post an, oh, say, I kind of explained my previous video where I said, iOS, just submits their kind of camera pattern and all to all the same media platforms. But Android, we have different phones. We have Samsung, GoPixel, Vivo, Tecno, Itel, there are plenty. So they cannot use Samsung camera pattern for GoPixel. So they kind of try to use a general pattern. Just, and at the end of the day, it does not match every Android camera's pattern. They just try to mimic it. So when you post it, you kind of notice that the quality on your, social media platform kind of changes or tweaks a bit. Okay, but on a normal day, when you look at both pictures on the phone, you see Samsung is even better. Now that's for the camera. So next one is for if I'm actually handling different tasks, like flexibility. Android gives me more flexibility. I can download some kind of apps. You guys know, kind of cracked app, right? I can go online, Google Play Store, Chrome. I can download apps on Chrome. Yes, I can download. This now, there's a CapCut now. Since they started paying for CapCut, I'm using my MacBook and my iPhone to edit videos, right? And I have to pay for it. But if I was using, let's say, Android device, like as my main device, right? Come on, I wouldn't even think of paying for it. So all this cracked app and every other thing, some kind of flexible stuffs, you get to see that more on the Android device than or and even certain features like the split screen, like there are a lot of things that you can actually do on the Android phone, you cannot even do on iPhone, or even if you want to do it on the iPhone, you need a third-party app to do it. Okay, and another thing is performance. So in terms of performance, Android is still better. You get gaming, right? Although it depends on the kind of phone you're comparing with the iPhone, like I said. But gaming normally, if you ask professional gamers, they always go for Android, right? The same thing when you ask gamers that use their PCs to game, their laptops, they rather go for normal custom-built PC or maybe Asus, HP, or the rest of them rather than going for MacBook. I have a MacBook, I cannot play games there because it's not built for gaming. Same as iPhone, it can handle your games, but it is not a gaming phone. So with these few points of mine, you guys let me know in the comment section which phone won. I won't say it. Yes, I'm actually being very honest. But if you think I am wrong, still let me know in the comment section. And probably if you convince me or if you have a better point than mine, I will accept it. I'll probably remake this video, right? And we see. Just we'll see. I'll see you guys in the comment section. Okay. Don't forget, guys, to tap your screen and follow me for more smart online tips.